There is a mitzvah of pru urevu, and the Gemara tells us in Yevamah, so machokes beisilo beishamai. Beishamai says the minimum fulfillment is two boys, and beisilo says a boy and a girl. The way the Yerushalmi learns beisilo is going lakula. They also agree to two boys, but even a boy and a girl, that's not the way the Bavli. So we assume for a man to fulfill the mitzvah, pru urevu, he must have a boy and a girl. And Gemara tells us that the mitzvah is only on the man, ironically, not on the woman. Pru urevu, v'chiv shua, it's darko shel ish to be kovish. So whatever the technical reasons are, it's the way of the man to conquer. So therefore, a woman is exempt from the mitzvah of pru urevu. She's not chayiv in pru urevu. The Meshech Chochma says, because Derechecha Derechei Noam, God's ways are sweet, so we're not going to machayev a woman to go through this type of pain in childbirth. And in fact, that's what the Meshech Chochma explains. Originally, it was on the woman. It was in Lashon Pru Revu, and it changed to Prei Reve, is because originally they were chayev once the sin of the Tadaz, the pain of childbirth, so therefore they took the mitzvah off. Others say because he just gave her a woman's desire to have children. It's intuitive. Whatever the reasons are, a man is chayiv in pru urevu, a woman is not. There's a separate discussion. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that God created the world not to leave it desolate, but to populate it. So whether a woman's chayiv in pru urevu or not, but whether she's chayiv in sheves or not. So there's a famous Gemara and the famous question of Tosfos in different places, Baba Basra, Gittin, Chagiga. But the Gemara talks about a Chati Eved. When we talk about a Shidduch crisis, this is the real Shidduch crisis. At the end of the day, it's not a crisis because we work it out. But the case, in theory, it would be Chatzi Eved v'chatzi Ben Chorin. Someone who is half slave and half free. Whatever. He was owned by two owners, now only one of them freedom, so what's the problem? He can't live with anyone because he can't marry a free person, a Bas Chorin, because of the Chatzi Eved. And he can't marry an Eved because of the Ben Chorin part, so he's stuck. So he really can't marry anyone, so how in the world can he fulfill? And from the Ben Chorin part, he needs to fulfill the mitzvah pru revu. So, what do you do? So the Gemara says, you force the other owner to free him. And of course, there'll be payback. He has to pay back the certain amount to the owner. But the bottom line is, because there's no way for him to fulfill pru revu, we force the owner to free him. So he's a full Ben Chorin. So that's the Gemara. So Tosis asks, like, what do you mean? What do we have to force the owner to free him? There's another solution. We have a famous principle of Ase Docha Losase, that the positive mitzvah supersedes the negative. We learn it from Kalayim Besitzes. If you know you have Trela, so we let you combine wool and linen, or in the big day Kahuna. So let's say the Ase of Pru Revu overrides the prohibition of living with a shivcha. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. The Tosfos' first answer is, Einach Einami, you're right. If push comes to shove, we could do that. But we don't need to. When do we say, Ase Docha Los Ase? That the Ase Docha Los Ase is learning its Tuchuya. It's not the ideal situation, and we have no other option. We say Ase Docha Los Ase. But here we do have an option. We could force the owner to free the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. Then Echinami, if there was no option of forcing the owner to free the Eved, then we would rely on the principle of Ase Docha Los Ase. According to A1, really you can apply Ase Docha Los Ase here. It's just a pragmatic issue since there are other options. A2 is saying, Einachinami, else the man who's chayiv and pruravu, I'd say ase docha los ase. But what about the woman? The woman's not, she has no mitzvah pruravu. And therefore, she can't live with a chatzi eved, she can't live with an eved. So therefore, we can't apply the principle of ase docha los ase because of the woman. So what about the mitzvah of Sheves? So if a woman's not obligated in Sheves, so obviously there's nothing to talk about. If you assume she's obligated in Sheves, so apparently according to this approach, even if you assume a woman's chayiv in Sheves, but that's only a mitzvah from the Nevi'im, Yeshaya, it wouldn't play a role in Asei Docha Lo Asei when we're talking Daraisa. So A1 is, you would apply Asei Docha Lo Asei if there was no other option. Since there is an option, we force the owner to free him. But if not, we would apply Ase Docha Los Ase. A2 is you can't. It's true, Ase Docha Los Ase works out the Gabi the man, because he's Chayav and Pruravu. But a woman isn't, so all she's just going to have the Aveira, so therefore you can't, it wouldn't help. And A3 is Einachinami. We would apply Ase Docha Los Ase, even if there are other options. And apparently we're not worried about the issue for the, maybe this shita holds the mitzvah of Sheves is enough, or for some other reason. But the Tosis says, unless you assume all three are just giving, they will agree with one another, just adding different aspects. But A3 is that Einachinami, we would apply Ase Docha Lo Asase. There's only one problem. We can't, because one of the principles of Ase Docha Lo Asase is you need Be'idna. It has to happen at the same time. You have to do the mitzvah at the same time you're doing the Aveira. Even though that's when you say mitzvah bab Aveira, so that's a separate discussion. When do we say Ase Docha Lo Asase versus mitzvah bab Aveira? But Tosis here says, since the Isser is the Hara, it's the initial penetration. And that's the Isser. Once you start the penetration, the relations, so therefore that you violate the Aveira. The mitzvah is until the Gemar Bia, until the conclusion of the Bia practice. So the mitzvah is until the Gemar HaBia, and therefore you can't say Ase Docha Lo Asase. So if you can't say Ase Docha Lo Asase, so therefore this Chati Eved Chati Ben Chorin is stuck. And hence, as the Gemara says, we force the owner to free them. So three different reasons given. According to answer number one, in theory we would apply Ase Docha Lo Asase, except it's a possibility since we have other options, so it's a Dechuya, it's a Bidiyevit situation. A2 is saying that no, I mean, Ase Docha Lo Asase works, it's only out to the woman it won't work because there's no Ase, so therefore we can't do it. And number three is not concerned apparently about the woman. Maybe it's Sheves or it's okay, but it doesn't even work for the man. That the Isser is the Hara, the Tchilas Bia, and the mitzvah is not to the Gemar Bia, so therefore you're violating the Aveir anyway. You wouldn't say Ase Docha Lo Asase, and therefore we solve the Shidduch crisis by forcing the owner to free the Chati Eved and Chati Ben Chorin so he can fulfill the mitzvah pruravu.